This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Hour number two begins. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available for you wherever you download your podcast, Spotify, Apple. Just click on subscribe. And you'll never miss a minute of the show.
That sounds too easy. Is it really that easy?
You get tight little vignettes. You can get the whole show. You can get whatever you want. That's almost like a buffet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Oh.
Crazy good. It's crazy good.
In a good way, it's crazy.
Hey, so let's get to the bottom of what was going on in Butler, Pennsylvania, when the president was nearly murdered in front of our very eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Secret Service was, wow, that was an atrocious job. Remember, I had my cousin on the air like the next day, and he went over a whole litany and list right off the bat of all the things they had failed on. That's from his eyes and some of his sources very quickly put it all together. And now here, finally, of course, we saw the report and it echoed everything he had said. But so now comes out, six Secret Service agents were suspended without pay or benefits following a gunman's attempt to take President Donald Trump's life at the Pennsylvania rally last July. Matt Quinn, the agency's deputy director, told CBS News on Wednesday that, quote, they weren't going to fire their way out of this, but did say they are laser focused on fixing the root cause of the problem. I'll tell you right off the bat, that's a bunch of bull. Not laser focused to fix the root of the cause, because a root cause, well, it goes back some years. They were all into that DEI, affirmative action, all that garbage, and they were promoting people who are not suited to be promoted. They were not management material. Some of them weren't even good agent material.
Yeah.
But they fit the whatever box they wanted to check off at that time. And like my cousin said years ago, and got in trouble for it, that this is a life and death kind of a job, literally. And we almost saw it being not a life, but a death job when it came to the president of the United States. Let's never forget how close he was to getting his head blown off. Sorry for the graphicness, but that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
And we would have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Awful. How'd that kid get up on that roof? The fact that the roof wasn't covered. I mean, these are basic things that you don't have to have any training.
Mm-mm.
You just have to have eyeballs.
And you've got citizens going, hey, there's a guy on the roof with a gun. Now, there's a clue for you.
Now, my understanding is whoever was like head of that, managing that team, did not have their own sidearm or radio.
Then what are you doing there?
You should be fired automatically for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you're not even, an agent would get fired for that. Oh, but you made it to management. Now everybody's protecting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, and part of it comes down to, well, you know, some of these folks may not have been trained properly, which, again, It blows my mind.
Well, you had to pull people off, you know, because Jill had a speech down the road.
Jill had the A-team. Well, the real A-team apparently was on leave, which they need some rest.
Yes.
And the next team, the best team, was with Jill. Yeah, in Pittsburgh.
Because we watched this over and over going, especially that one gal. It's like, you're not even a real Secret Service agent. You are not even acting like a rookie cop. You have no clue what you're doing.
Yeah, and the last time I checked, Jill Biden was not a candidate for president.
No.
Nor was like 99% of the articles written about her negative and hateful, unlike Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Quinn, the agency's deputy director, told CBS that agents' penalty ranged from 10 to 42 days of unpaid leave, adding that they were placed in restricted roles with less responsibility once they returned to the job. He said the disciplinary actions were in accordance with a federally mandated process. Blah, 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 blah. The agency faced heavy criticism following the security failure.
I think,
And also, Corey Compertori, you know, the 50-year-old, that husband, father, the guy was a firefighter attending the rally, was killed. And so his, you know, his wife is not real happy about that. So I'm sure there'll be hopefully some follow-up. But look, they're going to change some of the things that they do. Apparently, they're going to introduce a new fleet of military-grade drones and mobile command posts to improve radio communications with local law enforcement, which apparently they didn't have any communication with local law enforcement. It just, none of it makes sense, which leads you to believe some sort of conspiracy was occurring there. But
the pre-event meetings didn't happen the way they should have with locals. I mean, nothing was done right in this case. Nothing.
The agency faced more criticisms, you know, later on when a second assassination attempt was made, though it was stopped. But then Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, who probably wasn't shouldn't have been in that position, resigned, and the agency underwent several investigations and congressional hearings. A bipartisan House task force released a 180-page report in December stating that the incident in Butler was preventable, citing pre-existing leadership and training issues that created an environment where security failures were possible. How about that pre-existing leadership? It's not just Cheadle. It's not like Cheadle, the director then at the time, was like out there in the field training people.
Right.
Get out of here. So there's other people of rank, if you know, to just to use a simple term, management types. They blew it.
Yeah.
Pre-existing leadership and training issues. And you know what? If there's leadership issues and training issues, why are you taking out on just the agents? Is it their fault that they were failed, that there was a failure in training them properly? Of course, the lawmakers pointed out, as I did, as everybody did, Secret Service did not coordinate or plan well with local enforcement. And not only did they not plan well with them, I don't even know if they said two words to each other. Just what a miserable, utter, awful failure. And that's just to say, like, we hope that's all it was a failure, because that can be rectified. And you saw those people. What was that? One big heavy set woman? Like,
she had no clue. She couldn't reholster her weapon. And even when you saw her at the hospital later, she's like just all over the road. She had no clue what she was doing or what she was looking for. Now,
President Donald Trump's DOJ Wednesday suing California after the Department of Education found the state had discriminated against women by allowing transgender identifying males in girls' sports and spaces. We've established this. You can't do that. Why do they continue to do this? You know, the American people, I don't know what the percentage is, but the percentages are huge that say it's not right to have a biological male compete against a female.
Right.
It's not right. It makes no sense on any level. Everybody with a modicum of common sense agrees with that. Why do they insist? You see, how do people that represent like a sliver of our society, how do they get to be so powerful or to frighten people to such a point that they cave into this sliver's agenda? Why and how does that happen?
I mean, they're so vocal. I know they intimidate some people, but it's amazing the power they've managed to wield.
Yeah. Well, look, it's clear violation of Title IX.
Absolutely.
The whole idea was so that women would compete against women. Mm-hmm. And that they would have athletic opportunities and all that goes along with it, like scholarships, et cetera.
They fought for years to get it.
And yet, in California, they have to be sued.
Amazing.
Idiots.
Yeah. Yeah.
7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and air it out, whatever it is. All right? Share that with us. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is an awesome day. Make the best of it. And if there's something that is irritating you, then call in and air it out and get it off your chest. That's right. You'll feel better. This is the segment we call What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you appropriately by Florida Pest Control. And the only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. And certainly none of our listeners are that, I hope. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. And Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you what's frustrating me today is our lack of accountability in this country. And it's got so bad now that people in the, on the left just think they're going to be able to do whatever they want. Nobody's going to hold them accountable. And it's getting so bad. You know, back in the day, we would have never thought of shooting a police officer. Now you got people out there putting gangs together to go out and try to assassinate ICE agents. And it's only because we don't hold nobody accountable. Now, I'm an old Stark boy, so we used to have a chair named Sparky. And I guarantee you, when we had Sparky, people thought twice before they thought they were going to just run out and go to shooting up people. And if we don't start holding them accountable, and I don't mean just take them out, but if we don't start doing something soon, everybody on the left's going to just think they can roll over us. And it's frustrating me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you can't treat these people like, let's say, for whatever reason is, say their first offense.
Sure.
You can't treat it like a typical first offense because of the nature and the violence associated with it. So, yes, they need to be extremely harsh, and then you get the word out. You go, man, you're going to go to prison for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. And then, actually, you got to send a few away and maybe bring Sparky, charge him back up.
Charge him back up, you think?
Oh, yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Stupid people under the control of stupid people acting stupid. God bless America.
Well, that was stupid. Well,
that would be dumb, dumber, and dumbest. Best,
yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, hey. Just gave an idea for a new movie.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. About 10 days ago, I made arrangements with my telecom provider, who shall remain unnamed. They cover internet and phone service in the house. So they were supposed to show up on Tuesday, the 8th of July, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. It was a sunny day. There was no rain. Nobody ever showed up whatsoever. Oh. Nobody ever called. And that kind of bugs me, because now it falls back on me to kind of retouch with them and rearrange the whole incident all over again. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I don't think you paid attention. They said they'll be there between 8 and 12. What they meant was between the 8th or the 12th.
Or August and December.
Oh, yeah.
You really want to show them some grace there.
No, we don't mean to laugh. I mean, really, no follow-up. No. They're in the telecom business. You wonder if they have your phone number that they could call and say,
oh, that's crazy.
We can't get you on the schedule today. We ran into a snag somewhere.
Yeah.
I guess that, that whole communication thing.
Yeah, from a communications company. You were talking about customer service earlier, and I had a little incident yesterday. They call it a fast food place. It's not a burger place, but a fast food place. And just sometimes, and I get it, you know, that whole scenario, and I've never had to work it, so I don't want to, but
I don't want to breathe in grease.
No, but it was one of those things where it's like everything that like could possibly go wrong. The guy in front of me forgot to order dessert, so when he did, the person had trouble getting it back in the system. Then she had to clock out and clock back in to even get logged in. And then I get there, and I'm up, and it's kind of like, then I go to get ice for my drink. There's no ice, so they're going to get the ice and the drink for me behind the counter. They give me the wrong drink. It's like just one of those, if it could go wrong, it did. And it's like, okay, maybe this is a sign. I'm not supposed to be in a place like this, because this is maybe not the healthiest thing. But I get it. It's a frustrating job sometimes, but people just have to kind of be on their game a little bit. No matter what it is you do, kind of be on it and pay attention, and maybe at least act like you want to be there a little bit.
Along those same lines, and in this case, it's not the customer no service, it's on the customer side. And that is, seems like when I go to the grocery store, and you go to pay for your products. Now, in some of these smaller supermarkets that I have to deal with in the outlying areas, you know, they don't have this self-checkout thing, which is okay, I guess. I'm getting used to it to some extent. Mm-hmm. But when you get in line behind someone and all of a sudden when it comes time to pay, it is like they're entering a new chapter of their life.
Like they didn't know they had to actually be prepared to pay?
Yes, and what cards that'll work and won't work, and just go through the whole process. Now, look, there's some people of advanced age, and you feel bad, but
that's,
it's like...
That's different.
You know, but it's not your first rodeo. I think maybe they need a separate aisle, a separate checkout for anybody who just doesn't have their stuff together. And I don't know what you'd call it, but...
But nobody would think they're the ones supposed to be in that line.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can't call it the dummy line.
Yeah.
And people would be offended.
Well, it's like one of the fast food chains. They actually have a sign before you get to the pay window, and I'm sure you've seen it. Please have your payment ready when you get to the window. Because you're right. People get to that point. They start digging for their wallet, or they got to find their purse in the back seat of their SUV and dig out their card. And it's like, no, you need to be prepared. You're not the only one in line.
Or Betsy likes to count out, like, the change. And when you hear them over the speaker. They're like, "That's hey." And so you pull up, and she's got like 38 cents there ready, and they go, "No, I said that was 768."
Right.
I'm like, "Oh, so then you got to go dig in more."
Uh-huh.
But that, again, that's a communication thing. You can pull a harder on several. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I just ordered, you know, fries or not.
Mm-hmm.
But here I go.
Although what's funny sometimes, though, is when they forget to turn off their microphone. So the other day, I'd ordered like a breakfast sandwich combo, and I specified with a, I think I said a sweet tea. I guess because the drink comes with a combo already, they thought I was ordering an additional one.
Right.
But I could hear someone in the background, no, because they did. They added one to my bill. The person who knew what I meant in the background said, oh, no, that's with his meal.
Yeah.
And their response was, well, he ordered it, and he's getting what he ordered. Well, they took it off, but it's kind of like, I heard that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, attitude in the drive-thru. Kind of
interesting.
Bugged me a little bit. I'm glad somebody was overseeing them, though.
Yeah, and it all worked out okay.
Yes.
Again, first world problems.
First world problem. Yes.
Yeah. It could be worse.
Yeah.
That weasel John Brennan, who I have no love for at all, you got to hear the stuff he's saying about Trump. And this is as he's under investigation. This guy's going to go down hard. Details on that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:28. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Karl Marx and his playbook alive and well, thanks to the Democrat Party and many other operatives who have been in very high-ranking government positions. It is 7:34. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is always available to you anywhere you normally download your podcasts, like Spotify or Apple, or even our Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Just click on subscribe for the Bob Rose Show, and you will never miss a minute of the show. Of course, there's no charge for it. You're welcome. And you could pick up little pieces of it. You could have the whole show, whatever you want. It's a potpourri. Oh, this guy, John Brennan, he rubs me the wrong way. He's the former CIA director. He's under investigation, and he should be. This guy's a slimy, slippery weasel. He's not a good guy. Not at all. So he was on MSNBC's Deadline last night. He said, of course, some very stupid things. Like, listen to this. He said that President Trump was weaponizing the government against him in an authoritarian manner. Are you kidding me? He colluded. Him and Comey tried to set Trump up, both as a candidate and as president. They went way out of bounds. Their act should be considered treasonous. The whole dossier, all of that, all absolute fake lies to get a FISA court to agree to surveillance. It was all lies, packed upon lies. Unbelievable. Yeah, this guy should be behind bars. And I mentioned it like in my promo where, yeah, dreaming about a perp walk. And I said it because, yeah, that's all it'll amount to is some sort of dream. But he comes out guns a-blazing, so to speak, attacking Trump, calling him an authoritarian, and saying that he is weaponizing the government against him. Oh, Karl Marx would be so proud of you, because that's what they do. They point at their opponent and call them what they are. They point to them and say, you're doing this, but it's exactly what they're doing. It is. It's an old playbook. And it comes from Karl Marx. Brennan said, it's so sad and tragic. Oh, it's sad and tragic, like when you tried to basically perform a coup? No, it's so sad and tragic. I keep thinking, okay, this is the authoritarian playbook. See? Language, it's so obvious what he's doing. We've seen this play out so many times, and unfortunately, I think we're seeing it play out. He continued, we've seen it, Viktor Orban in Hungary. We've seen it with Vladimir Putin. We see it in China and other places.
Oh, my goodness.
We also see it in terms of, some of the foreign policies are being implemented, including, in the Middle East right now. Oh, you mean like the Abraham Accords? You mean like peace in the Middle East? You mean like taking a nuclear weapon away from Iran? Is that what you're talking about, Bozo? He goes on to say, so I really am very worried that what we're seeing now in this chapter of American history is a sad deterioration of, I think, the respect for the rule of law and our system of government. This guy is a scumbag, and he was a director. The director of the CIA. It's all out now. That whole dossier, all of that, all lies. The whole idea of some sort of Russian collusion and Trump being involved was all utterly fabricated. It was just made up out of whole cloth, fake. And he pushed and promoted it. Look, it's one of the same bozos that signed off saying, oh, that's not the Hunter laptop. That has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation. He was one of the lead guys. Him and Clapper, he's another scumbag. Then you got James Comey, head of the FBI. What a lying sack of potatoes that guy is. An arrogant ass on top of it. Yeah, Brennan couldn't stop himself. He says, if a president of the United States is willing to weaponize intelligence and justice and law enforcement investigators, and the people who head up these departments and agencies are willing to bow to it, we really are in deep, deep trouble.
Yeah, we agree.
It's exactly what he was doing. This is, wow.
How do you even do that with a straight face? I mean, talk about a good actor. He needs an Academy Award.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He said, which is why I think so many people are worried about the direction this country has taken. Look, there's only about 30% of the people that are worried about the direction this country is taken. And of that 30%, 29.9% are the ones who believed your lies, the lies of the Democrat Party, the cover-ups of the Democrat Party, the Joe Biden's perfectly fit for office. He's fit as a fiddle. Oh, he's so sharp, you walk into the room and he'll cut you. It's so ridiculous. Brendan goes on, this blabbermouth BSer. So this whole thing about the CIA note and this possible referral of me in criminal investigation, I think is just symptomatic of a much broader disease that we are confronting right now in terms of how our democratic principles are being eroded and corroded as a result of this authoritarian march that we are witnessing every day. I hope the DOJ, when they put their case together against him, and it shouldn't be difficult to do, to put together a very compelling case, I hope that they basically use his words, every one of his words, but use them appropriately, which would be against him. Think about it. Think about it. This. Let me do it this way. All right. A lot of people were worried about the direction the country was heading when we were hearing these fake stories about Russia, Russia, Russia. So this whole thing about John Brennan and the CIA, this is symptomatic of a much broader disease that we are confronting right now in terms of how our democratic principles are being eroded and corroded by the likes of John Brennan and James Comey. Yeah, and their authoritarian rogue march that we witnessed every day for longer than 4 years. I mean, this is before Trump even won the first time, 2016. That's when they started all this stuff.
That's the award for the most ridiculous story of the day.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. To that I say, Lord, please hear our prayer. What else did he say? Oh,
more stupid stuff.
When John Brennan was asked about the news about that he and former FBI Director James Comey are reportedly under FBI investigation for false statements to Congress regarding the 2016 intelligence assessment on Russia election interference, Brennan said, I think, again, to try to satisfy the interest, the urge of Donald Trump, who continues to claim that the assessment of Russian interference in the 2016 election was a hoax. Oh, it was a hoax in terms of his involvement in any way, shape, or form with anything Russian.
We know that they dabble in both sides of every election. That happens.
Here's what Brennan says. It was not a hoax. It clearly was not. Russia interfered. Okay, wait a second. Mm-hmm. Russia interfered. That may or may not be true. I bet you it is true. You know why? Because I'll bet you that they have tried to interfere in a lot of elections. So am I blown away that Russia or China is trying to influence our elections in some way, shape, or form? No. That wouldn't even really be news.
But that doesn't make Donald Trump a Russian
asset.
And that's where they went.
And so that, yeah, he says, and it clearly was not a hoax. Russia interfered. They tried to help Donald Trump. They tried to hurt Hillary Clinton. Again, may or may not be true. But again, that has nothing to do with Donald Trump and Russian ties. They tried to, you know, undermine the democratic foundations of our country in terms of our election integrity. Really, the election integrity that we saw in 2020 with Biden winning somehow 18 million votes appeared that were not there in the previous cycle and disappeared in the following cycle. We ever explain that? Or could that be an issue that has to do with the lack of election integrity, huh, John Brennan?
Wow.
He said, this has been validated over and over again. Move on, get over it.
Wow.
Really?
That's almost in the same tone of one Hillary Clinton of what's it matter now? What difference does it make?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, but Donald Trump believes that this is something that I think continues to need to be looked at and criticized. But again, I stand behind the assessment. I think the assessment has stood the test of time. And again, I point to those reviews that were done in a political, nonpartisan fashion. Yeah, according to you,
wow.
You totally political partisan hack.
That's amazing.
What a hack. Really, an embarrassment.
It shows you how bad and deranged these people really are.
And how do they get to these highest levels of government and wield so much power, and they're unelected, and they're basically, I don't know, working for the devil.
Satan.
7:45, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Thursday. Hang in there. 97.3 The Sky. Are you tired of winning? I'm not. Is President Trump tired of winning? I don't think so. But win, 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 baby. Just keep it rolling. Good morning and welcome. 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And President Trump, he said, we're working tirelessly to establish new economic opportunities with many African countries. He had lunch with African leaders at the White House. This happened yesterday. Trump, who is reshaping the global trading market with his tariff policies and trade deals, praised Africa's potential while meeting with several leaders. We're working tirelessly to forge new economic opportunities involving the U.S. and many African nations. There's great economic potential in the long run. It'll be far more effective, more sustainable, and beneficial than anything else we could be doing together. I'm eager to work with each of you on your vital issues and also discuss security. We're not poor countries, said one of the spokespersons, referencing rare earths. So they're not. Trump also encouraged the nations to bolster defensive investments with purchases from U.S. manufacturers and their continued fight against the big problem of terrorism in Africa. He also noted that immigration would be a topic of discussion, particularly concerning high rates of people overstaying visas and developing safe third country agreements with the countries. The meeting comes as Trump has begun sending out letters to various countries informing them of what their tariffs will be, with the latest batch going out to the Philippines, Brunei, Moldova, Algeria, Iraq, Libya, and Sri Lanka. And that all happened yesterday. The president is winning. He also praised the IRS decision allowing churches to make political endorsements. Black churches have been doing this for a very long time.
Right.
And no one seemed to have a real issue with that. Were they afraid? Because, you can't attack them because they're black churches. No, the right thing has occurred, and that is all churches should be allowed to make political endorsements.
Well, because more times than not, it comes down to the moral decisions that those politicians are going to make. That's what the church has concern with.
Yeah, and if the church can help decipher what a particular political candidate is about and explain it to their congregation, then yes, these are better informed voters. And that couldn't be a bad thing, I wouldn't think. When asked by a reporter on Wednesday his reaction to the IRS's decision, Trump explained that his administration has a lot of respect for the people that lead the church. Trump added that if somebody of faith wants to make a political endorsement, it's something he would like to hear. The IRS says that churches can now endorse political candidates, the reporter said. What's your reaction? How do you expect this to influence some of the work that's afoot on the continent? There's a lot of American churches that are doing missionary work on the continent. Do you support that? He said, I love the fact that churches can endorse a political candidate. I think so, because I have a lot of respect for the pastors, the ministers, the rabbis, all different leaders, all different religions. People respect those people. I think there's nothing wrong. So, yeah, that's, everybody will kind of be on an equal playing field. And
sure.
And so government will basically be you know, out of, you know, the church business, which they should never have been in.
Sky Listener checked in and said one way just to kind of keep it neutral, if you really have any concerns there, is just you can list the candidates and how they stand on particular issues, let people think about it for themselves, which is a way. But I think the interesting part of this is because so many of the churches were bringing in candidates, literally, like they would bring in Kamala Harris or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And I think that this needed to be done to show that, okay, yeah, they've been doing this all along, but really it's okay if you want to endorse someone. But I agree, just put the facts out there and hopefully people will make a good choice.
Hopefully.
I did say hopefully.
Yeah.
Because I know people that vote, and I was like, you've got to be kidding. Really? What are your beliefs?
Well, exactly. So, but in those cases, you could tell them exactly what the differences are in the candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you're like sitting in church with them and then they still vote for something that goes against, you know, some pretty basic principles.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not splitting hairs in these cases. They're usually two candidates that are diametrically opposed on several different issues.
And we've talked about it before. I've got some distant family members that staunch liberal Catholic, and I don't understand that. I mean, it's like abortion? Anybody? Hello? Killing babies? If nothing else. But they just kind of, but boy, they're anti-gun. They're just, I'm sure they're full open border. And that just kind of blows my mind sometimes.
Yep.
I don't get it. Don't get it.
Nope. Hey, good news. California workers were rescued. They had a tunnel collapse 300 feet below L.A.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah, workers were inside the tunnel 300 to 400 feet below the surface just before 8 p.m. When the collapse occurred, according to L.A. Fire Department. 12 to 15-foot mound of dirt separated some of the workers from the main group in the 18-foot diameter, an underground shaft in the Wilmington neighborhood. So, you know, you've got 15 feet of dirt, an 18-foot opening.
Wow.
You got a little space that you got to squeeze through, but you got to climb up to get to the space. Probably not all that easy, but that's trapped scary. Workers did manage to climb over the tall barrier to regroup with others in the tunnel. Officials are unsure how large the collapse was and didn't release the cause of the collapse. The workers took turn taking shuttle carts back to the only entry access point in the tunnel, 5 to 6 miles from the site of the collapse.
Wow.
5 to 6 miles.
That is scary stuff.
Yeah, like you're a long way from getting completely out of the hole. Oof.
Man.
Cranes were used to hoist the workers to the surface around 10 p.m. Over 100 first responders were at the scene to meet the freed crew and conduct medical evaluations. And thankfully, no signs of visible injuries.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. It is 7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available to you at no charge, of course. And you can download it wherever you normally download your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can use any of those. And you'll never miss a minute of the show. Coming up, we're gonna talk to Captain Chris Sims from Alachua County Sheriff's Office and see what law enforcement's up to, crime and punishment and all that in Alachua County. That's coming up, 9:05.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.